When you fly home tonight, where are you going to land?
Detassen Airport.
Okay. What would you call it for short? Anything?
The airport.
Okay. And if you were driving into Knoxville from Georgia, you'd drive on the what?
Interstate.
Okay. And then a place along the interstate where you might stop for
rest area.
Yeah, okay. Now, a rest area, do you make a distinction between a place that has maybe picnic grounds, another place that has toilets, another place that has service stations, or maybe possibly a restaurant?
Okay, exit ramps go to the restaurant, and there's rest areas with picnic facilities and those that don't have.
If you're driving along the road, what's painted on the road to help you stay in your lane?
Road lines.
All right. And what about painted in the along the center of the road to keep you from avoiding oncoming traffic?
Center line.
Again, please.
Center line.
All right. And where do you get off one of these big highways?
Exit.
And where do you get on?
Entrance ramp.
All right. Now, you mentioned a number of kinds of roads. Are there any other kinds of limited access roads in the city, kind of roads that you can't turn on and off at every corner?
Not other than the interstate, no.
All right. And the main streets in the city, what are some of the big streets in the city that have either social or historical significance?
Broadway, Gay Street, I think it's named from the one in Baltimore, I'm not sure.
Named for what?
I think it's a Gay Street in Baltimore it was named after. I don't know. And it is kind of a funny name for a street.
Yeah. Gay Street, yeah.
Then there's Henley, I don't know, State Street. Kermoine is a street with it connects the university and the rest of the town. And
One of these smaller streets, you have to wait for a train to pass. But on a larger street, there's a place where the tracks go over. So that's down near Gay Street, down at the south end of Gay Street. You can drive under. Well, that isn't really railroad. That's interstate.
There's railroad but too.
Railroad too. Okay, what would you call that? Where you drive? Where you can drive under?
I don't know. Drive under.
Yeah. Would you ever call it an underpass or
underpass,
viaduct?
Yeah, underpass or viaduct.
Okay. Does viaduct mean above or under, or is the viaduct the under part or the over part?
I don't really know. I know there's a Gay Street viaduct. That's what that does.
Now, do you drive over it or under it?
Under it, I think.
Okay. You drive under the Gay Street.
I'm not sure.
Okay. All right. Now, usually the way you park a car on a street. You drive up and you pull in like this. What kind of parking is that?
Parallel parking.
All right. What about the kind that I did out here where you come to this
one? I don't know what you call it. I don't know. I've heard it, I'm sure. I just don't know.
What would you ever call it? Diagonal parking?
Yeah, diagonal parking.
All right. What about the outlets for a fire hose that you must have parked there?
Fire hydrant.
All right. And a place where you park downtown, the big structure.
Parking lot or a parking garage.
All right. And then, what are the tallest and largest buildings in Knoxville? What are the names?
The Park National Bank, the Hamilton Bank, the UT Dormitories, the Andrew Johnson Hotel.
What's that last
name? The Andrew Johnson Hotel.
Okay. What do you call the passageways between buildings, between big buildings?
Passageways. What do you mean?
Well, a place where you could walk, you have two big buildings, so maybe three-story buildings. And then there's a place to walk from the front to the back, between the buildings.
I don't know what you want.
Well, would you call it something like an alley or a sidewalk?
An alley.